happy hour. It started.
I wish there was a country bar that we could go to and line dance at. Where is that place in the Twin Cities?
Someone call us if there's a good place
there
to line
dance. There
used
to be so many places.
There used to be one right out in Mendoza, you know, right out Cottage 55. Grove. Cottage Grove.
We had Toby Keith's for a long time. In West End there, which was a great
we
bar.
We did a bachelor party there. They had like, they were, it was the
tryouts.
First tryouts for
the bachelor.
Really?
Yeah, Toby Keith's.
Yeah, we did a live broadcast.
It was so fun.
Oh, that
was a blast.
We love broadcasting from bars.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun. All right, so I've got the breakdown because tonight is the women's final four.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And it's going to be on ESPN. The first game tonight is South Carolina against USC.
And what time is that?
That's going to start at 6 o'clock p.m.
So early.
Yeah,
all right.
I know. And then the second game will follow immediately, and that's UConn against Iowa.
Oh, my gosh, Paige, the bars are going to be crazy.
Paige against Carly. So if you don't have ESPN...
You're going to a bar.
You can.
Yeah.
A bar of their own, which is the new all-women sports bar, is dedicating, you know, that would be a fun place tonight.
Any bar will be fun to go to tonight.
And the Riverview Theater, thank you, Rick Nelson. He sent out a tweet that they are going to, on the movie theater screen, have the second game, Iowa-UConn. There's popcorn that's going to be made. It's a totally free event.
Fun.
And doors open at 8:05.
Wow. And you can that's a great idea.
I know. You can bring a donation to a local for the local food shelf. And Rick had a nice tweet about that today. Yeah. So on Sunday, the championship game for the women is at 2 p.m. and it's on ABC. So people who don't have ESPN or stuff aren't worried. Okay. But here's one trick. If you want to watch it tonight and you don't have ESPN, there's a 7-day free trials for FUBU, F-U-B-O.
Yeah, FUBU, yeah.
And they have ESPN.
F-U-B-U. FUBU.
It's F-U-B-O.
Okay.
FUBO.
FUBU.
Yeah, FUBU is a brand of clothing.
Another one. It is.
No, FUBU is like, FUBU was like the clothing brand, FUBU, and then
like
there's FUBO.
Free boo.
Yeah, no. For us, by you, but yeah. Right.
Thank you, Grant.
That's what I think that's what the clothing brand was, FUBU, and then there's FUBO, which is like...
Oh, so confusing.
Yeah, I know.
And I love an
FUBO
acronym.
FUBO specializes in streaming sports content. So for 7 days and then cancel.
Just remember to cancel.
Well, and I'm just going to warn people. Mm-hmm. Canceling is very difficult.
It's been
with
difficult.
Every streaming service.
I got a nice email from a listener who had heard about my Adobe problems and told me a great solution to it. So,
are you going to share?
Well,
block it on your credit card.
No, that was one. But no, basically, she said the live chat, and then also she talked about how, you know, which we all know, where if you say you're going to cancel, they will always try to get you to come back for cheaper. And she's gotten hers down to a very, very effective cost based on my $600 that I was paying. She's like, oh, you are not only stupidly continuing to pay, you are overpaying. So she's like, just get into the live chat. And then the biggest thing is when you're in the live, which is like a live chat, is typing it out.
Lori has no idea because she's never had to do any of these peasant things in her life.
That's true. But
I'm going to write that down,
too. Screenshot.
She's never had to call customer service.
Screenshot your live chats, because if one will say, hey, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you, we'll give you this price, it doesn't always translate.
Nordstrom.
Look, it's happened to me when I was ordering shoes. Something at least you get to, you know.
There's a relation.
But Grant, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it was a good. And then thank you to the listener who sent me that, too. So
the men's stuff, it all starts Saturday night, and you can find it.
Yeah, but let's.
But we're down to four teams.
For each. Yes.
But I'm talking about women tonight, so this is like.
A big night.
Big night of basketball.
And we've got Minnesota connections to two of the four teams playing tonight.
Tell us.
So we've got Paige Beckers, who plays for UConn, and she's going to be taking on, obviously, Caitlin Clark in Iowa. So that's, you know, that's interesting. But then we also...
Shout out to Hopkins.
Yeah, that's right. But then also, we've got St. Michael Albertville. We got a shout out because Tessa Johnson, she plays for South Carolina, who's playing North Carolina State in the other Final Four games. So we've got in each game tonight, we have both Tessa and Paige representing good old Minnesota and St. Michael
Hopkins. And when Caitlin play?
She's in the second game.
Okay. Yep, and she's playing our girl Paige against UConn.
But I want to say one more thing. Tessa is on the undefeated South Carolina team.
That's right.
The only undefeated team.
Are they favored to beat North Carolina tonight?
I believe so. Yeah.
And North Carolina was a kind of 11 seed in that, I think, or something.
That's
this
the
is
men's.
Like so
North Carolina
exciting for women's yeah. basketball. It really is.
Exciting.
It's like having its breakout year.
It's been breaking awesome. Out. If she, yeah.
But maybe yeah. it's like really in the zeitgeist and everyone is talking about it. Everyone, like I'm talking about it. That's
is yeah. that yeah. when it gets to Lori, the E is capital.
Yeah, but and I'm just saying, you know, it
the
is.
The menu whisper. If the yeah. menu whisper is listening, right. everybody's well, in.
I didn't mean it to sound quite that way, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
I haven't been able to go. It's the women's basketball and the Eclipse.
And you're right. That's it. And for example, like Barstool Sports, which you guys know of, yeah. a very... I would say more male-dominated
yes.
audience.
My kids have listened for years.
Done nothing. They haven't even barely talked about the men's NCAA. They keep, I mean, Dave Portnoy was at Caitlin Clark's game. He has been continuously, I mean, if you go to their website, their articles are all about the NCAA women's tournament right now.
I think it's which so
is,
cool.
That, which is great
that's what
to
I mean
see
by
that.
Everybody, like, the exactly. people that's would a, never be talking about it exactly. or hadn't before.
Yeah, no. Barstool would never touch the women's bracket ever, but they have been watch parties, articles left and right. I mean, their article a couple days ago before the Iowa LSU game was, this is the most exciting sports game in the history of sports. Yeah. That's what that was Barstool's article, which I'm not saying Barstool's the pinnacle of everything,
no,
but it's
but
a male dominated.
I can see why the young kids, because my kids are so, yeah. my kids have been into it.
Julia, yeah. even just 2 years ago, yeah. I remember reading letters to the editor of both newspapers saying, why the hell don't your sports... Your sports coverage, why are women always on page 5 and 6? Right. Why is there never any front page coverage, even when they're yep. doing something incredible,
amazing.
Like being in a championship or whatever? Why? When are you guys going to mix up your thinking?
It's the Lynx have won the national, you know, the yeah. big titles, whatever it's called.
They're the only ones who's brought the title home to the hardware to
no,
Minnesota.
No, the Twins have.
Well, but that, yes.
I mean, okay. years ago, but okay. I mean, you know what
I'd
I mean.
I'd say that yeah. the most, the only recent, one recently, recently, and then before that, it was the Gopher men's team won a couple championships, yeah. and then it was the Twins.
So people, yeah. this is making
and
people
And the Gopher
happy.
Dance line.
That's right.
And what?
Volleyball.
The Gopher dance yeah. line.
Volleyball,
yeah.
we can't
well,
forget volleyball.
And
yeah.
volleyball. All right, we're at it. There's our sports chat.
Woo!
Well,
woo!
So ESPN and...
ABC on Sunday.
Right.
And that's always something that...
I mean, I'm excited watching. To watch the game.
I know.
I really am.
Totally.
And I would never, I would even a year ago, wouldn't even imagine those words would come out of my mouth.
I have them
so much has changed.
I'm ecstatic for
so
tonight.
Football, Taylor,
what'd
everything,
you say?
Just the card, you know.
I mean, Lori's watching football.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's like,
you're
my
right.
God, what's happening?
Yeah. Oh, it's going right. to be a good weekend.
It will be. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Random Thoughts. Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Chan Has and Dinner Theaters. And we're just, everyone I talked to, the girls last night, I was out with the Tommy Mommies.
Yeah.
And they all scheduled a night to go to Beautiful, the Carole King musical at the Chan Has and Dinner Theater. It's so much more than you think it is. We were talking with Dan Wilson from Semisonic mm-hmm. yesterday, and he's a prolific songwriter,
yes.
And his very second person he ever got to write a song with was Carole King.
Someone who he'd loved since he was a kid.
Tapestry
his parents,
album.
His parents played Tapestry
and
all the time.
And like Dan Wilson, people don't know how many songs Carole King wrote.
For other people. Huge hits.
Huge,
and
yes.
you'll hear them all in this show.
And
it is so much fun.
And dancing, 29 different people in the cast. It's so much fun, really. I was so excited when they bought the tickets because I'm like, you guys are going to love it. You're going to love it. But dinner is great there. Also, upcoming concerts they're doing at the Chan. Tina Turner, the classic ladies in country. Go to chanhassanddt.com for more tickets.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all
it is. Stop, you two. Okay. Hello. We're back. Lori has some theories about stuff that are so crazy, we're not going to listen to them. Okay.
Okay, good.
There's a rumor out there, you know, if you wear AirPods, that
you're
Apple...
You're going to go deaf?
No.
You're going to definitely need hearing aids. Oh,
yeah. No, that Apple, because hearing aids are so expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know one person who has them who likes them.
Well, the I know someone who's worn them since she was 40.
All right. Well.
And they're necessary and they work.
But yeah,
your family who has to deal with the person who's deaf and loves them.
Well, I'm terrified. How will I get them in my ears?
Lori's got small canals.
I've got small canals.
You're going to have to get an implant or something. I don't know, Lori.
No, I'm glad I've got waxy ears. I think it's protected my ears all these years from loud concerts.
My theory. Lori turns her head now to listen to me because she won't go to the doctor and get her ears cleaned up.
I do the same thing with
you
Lily.
Lori literally turns her head
I know.
I turn my head and I lift the ear out.
It's so embarrassing. You're not alone, Lori. Shared my ear wax removal stories.
And brought
on
it
air.
In one day.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I brought it in. It was the size of a cashew.
Anyway,
unbelievable.
Apple is looking into adding a hearing aid mode on the iPods,
which would be
great. They already have a conversation boost feature if you have the newer ones.
Well, that's nice.
And something called Listen Live. And it would be so much cheaper if Apple could figure out a way to venture into that because it would help people out so much.
They probably already have the technology, but like Apple does, they'll release four different versions of it until they get to the best version because they'll make you buy every single.
And there'll be a different
plug-in. Do they stay in your ears? I don't have these Apple Pods.
They do. The new ones do with the gel tips.
Do I need an Apple phone to have an Apple Pod?
AirPod? No, you don't.
An AirPod? See, I don't even know what they are already. I don't like them.
Lori, honest to me, Casey will tell you all about it.
There you go.
Okay, so if you're doing, this is kind of a little random. If you're a parent and your passwords, you know, people will use different names in the passwords. Mm-hmm. But depending on which child's name you use first, because I know sometimes it happens for people I know.
I mean, every hacker knows that. Yeah, yeah. Find out the name of the children and you're halfway in.
Yeah. You're halfway in.
You're halfway home.
All right.
Find out when they were born and the thing. But really, that's psychologically, if you used the one kid's name over the other, that's your secret Santa favorite. Basically.
The secret Santa favorite. Okay, so here's...
Is that what you just told us, though?
Basically.
Yeah, you did. Basically. I mean...
That's basically what I said.
That is really... People are not supposed to admit that they have favorites, even though we know that they do. Yeah.
Well, I know.
From the outside looking in, people can always tell who's a favorite in the family.
Right, I'm moving on.
A thing.
I thought this was kind of interesting that toast is healthier than bread.
100%.
Why?
I don't know. I think you're warming it up, and then the butter is like a nice blanket on, and it's all good when you eat it. It's a very healthy way of eating.
Okay, that had nothing to do with it.
But it's a healthy way of eating bread. You know, you just toast
butter. Because the butter spreads better on toast instead of bread?
Yes, butter is just...
People would say you add more fat then.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to
say... Okay, a doctor named Karen Raj in the UK posted something... And she basically said, you know, if people still eat white bread, it has such a high glycemic index rating that when you eat it, it causes your sugars to spike and drop really quickly. But if you toast it,
it shrinks the carbs or something?
It basically is called retrograde starch to form, which is lower on the glycemic index.
Yeah, it's mercury and retrograde bread is what you're doing.
Oh,
it's
for God's sakes,
you know, I'm not going to put
as one of your professions that you claim to be a doctor.
Because, when in doubt, toast. That is the lesson we're learning.
Wait a minute. The other profession we're on a resume knows everything. I'm writing it down right now because I started your resume.
Yeah.
You know, knows absolutely everything. And even if she doesn't, she'll say it loud.
Oh, God, I know it. I'm so my father's daughter. My dad was the exact same way.
Everything. Always.
Oh, always. Especially with directions.
All right. So I'm going back to the toast. So this is good. Like, if you like white bread, just toast it. It's way better. But also freezing bread causes the same reaction. So you could freeze your bread and then that's refrigerated, reheated, and you still, it's got whatever. You don't have the big chain reaction, which is weird because it's the same exact thing. And that's why people say whole wheat bread is so much better for you because it's more stable and it processes slower.
You better toast that because that'll taste like crap otherwise.
Whole wheat bread? Oh, God, Lori.
Lightly toasted,
that's
anyway.
That's her theory, and she's sticking
to it. Yeah, just even lightly toasted just adds a little savoir-faire to that sandwich.
It does. A bread, a sandwich on just plain bread, unless it's like peanut butter and jelly, they need to be toasted.
Even just a light crisp for it.
There's no reason to
capture the mayonnaise.
Eat bread without toasting it. Right. I'm with you on
you
this
know what
one.
I do, though? If I don't have the toaster, just throw some little Lay's chips on the sandwich. Same, give it the crunch.
But
the crunch.
I like the outside. It's like when the texture hits your mouth. Abraham Lincoln's corpse has been buried, exhumed, inspected.
Yeah, he's...
Or we buried at least how many times since
his
death?
Eight.
Okay, Grant?
I'm going to say 11.
17.
Wow. We severely underestimated how many times people were curious to do, you know, to look at the bones of, you know.
Abe. Old Abe.
Yeah, President Lincoln.
Okay, what country do you think has the cleanest air in the world?
It's got to be like
a trick question.
It is a trick question. Okay, what our guess says China?
No.
I'm going to say like one of the Sweden.
I said it's a trick question. Okay, where did you say?
Oh, it's a trick question because it's probably where they buy pollution credits. No? No, that's
I don't even know what that is.
Don't even.
Oh, we're not going down
there. I was going to tell you it's Tasmania.
Tasmania, which I couldn't point out on the map.
I was just going to say, can you find it on the map?
No, I cannot. Nah. I feel like it's down towards Australia.
New Zealand, Australia?
New Zealand, Australia. I feel like it's an island off of Australia.
So where the Tasmanian devils live.
Which is a type of a monkey, I believe.
Tasmania is in Australia.
Yeah, look at, I do know everything, Julia.
Everything. And if she doesn't, she's just going to tell you. Now, how many of you are getting off?
But how about me knowing that, though? Just like,
You are random thoughts. Random brain. Okay, where is it, Grant?
It's the south. It's
south of Australia.
Yeah, it's in Australia, and it is an island state of Australia. It's located 250 kilometers south of Australian mainland. So it's a little separate island, like kind of, you know, just off the coast.
And there's a local native people and stuff, and it was a penal colony and all kinds of things went on.
Look at this.
Okay, she's just going to say words. Okay, this is what happened to a guy that was flying on an airline to Sydney. Very long flight.
It is.
It took 20 minutes to get off the plane. This 53-year-old takes a solo cup.
Oh, no.
Pees
he did
into
not pee.
It. Wow. He was quite drunk. He spilled the urine on the flight attendant while he was leaving.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? And was fined $600.
Where do you go to find a story like that? I'm just curious.
It showed
is
up.
Is this from the machine?
It's the machine. And right above it. Madonna fires back at fans who sued her for the concert.
Those two guys don't have a leg to stand on. When you missed your subway. I mean, you should know better. These guys were in their 40s. Yeah, they were in their 40s.
I don't think you're going to stop talking.
Yeah, but they were in their 40s. They should know better. They've been around Madonna a long time.
And that's basically what she says.
Yeah.
That is literally her defense.
Yeah.
I'm her lawyer. People should know that I do this.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Now Lori's a lawyer.
Yeah, that's right.
She also works for Law and Order.
We'll be right back. Well, that we've known.
Duh.
We'll
be back.
Oh, God, I love it. Oh, we are going to have some fun here. Let's go, guys.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx. And, you know, one of the questions as a parent, you know, how do you know that your kid isn't just going to grow out of the stage that they're not reading and some things are going to start taking effect later? But the answer is cognitive deficits are not something you grow out of or will drastically change without an outside intervention, whether that's therapy, cognitive training, or something like that. And this is why it's often good to get an outside assessment like at LearningRx, where they see what your child age is. And they can pinpoint early on the areas of their cognitive brain that are underperforming.
And
when you
And it's a nationally recognized test that schools recognize, and people, teachers, people are familiar with this.
With the Woodcock-Johnson test, and everything starts with an assessment at LearningRx. They've got 7 locations. Give them a buzz. The assessment's half off when you mention our names. Okay, so this is wild, Lori. So I'm just taking a right turn to Iceland because we were doing geography before in Tasmania's.
We're going to Hollywood speak Iceland?
We're going to Hollywood speak this. Exciting. Because we're going to Iceland October.
All right.
And I just was looking at, you know, our hotel and where we're staying, and this is the Hollywood speak. $1 equals 138.72 of something.
But kroner.
Yeah, the kroner. But $100 equals 13,898,000. But it's more than that because it has 5 zeros after it.
This is why you're...
It's like a lira.
Yeah. This is... Yeah, and the lira always confused me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that confused
me. Pesos confused me.
Yeah, I'm using my credit card.
Yeah.
For everything.
But, I mean, everything that you think is... Like a dollar is worth so much. So
the Hollywood speak is use your...
Credit card.
Mm-hmm. For best exchange anyway, blah, blah, blah.
And you're not supposed to get your Kira till you get there. With your Keurig.
Your what?
What do you call it? The kroner?
The kroner, yes. Keurig is a coffee.
I'm getting my Keurig coffee maker with my Icelandic money. Yeah, but I just thought, wow, that's a weird one. Yeah. I was just looking at where our hotel was.
All right. All right.
I'm in October now.
Okay. Well, here's a Hollywood speak for you. Taylor Swift spotted, quote unquote, in a Hollywood dive bar. And I looked at the sign and I'm like, Barney's Beanery.
It's a coffee shop
on Santa Monica. No, it's a bar.
Okay.
It's a bar. Remember they had the really black painted bathroom with a lot of graffiti. We were kind of excited about it. Definitely dive bathrooms. But anyway, MedMen's right across the street and the surfing neon statue in Hollywood's right across the street. It's certainly not a dive bar.
We walked there on that walk that one day.
This is someone writing a headline who's never been in LA. That's
so the Hollywood speak is
on that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an institution. If you ever go to LA, by the way, find yourself at Barney's Beanery and you might see someone like Taylor Swift. It's one of those places because it's got big booths, you know?
Yeah. I love a big booth.
Big booths, people can hide in. A big booth.
I love a big booth.
Okay, also Taylor Swift today, she let us know that her album, which is, let me give you the long name, The Tortured Poets Department, is going to come out in 5 parts. Let me give them to you and tell, I want to see if your Hollywood speak was mine. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, the 5 stages of breakup.
It's the 5 stages of breakup with Joe Alwyn that she was with for 6 years.
Something like that.
Denial.
Isn't that
anger?
Isn't that one of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 things of grief? Isn't she pissed today? Denial is one.
Denial.
Stage. Acceptance is the last. I mean, I'm just saying that Taylor is, you know, somebody has already kind of packaged up this set of terms for
denial. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So what are hers again?
Those are hers.
Oh, yeah. 5 stages of grief.
Did she take them right from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross?
Mm-hmm. Wow. 5 stages of grief.
Well, I hope that
denial, anger, bargaining, depression.
EKR is going to get some credit on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just, don't you remember having to read that book for something?
Or
you never read it for any literature or someone dying?
Lori.
Or, I read that book. I
took stats.
You took the hard stuff. I took as much reading as possible.
Micro and macro accounting.
Yeah.
It took me to the end of probably the semester to even know the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, Taylor Swift did not invent the categories of all the stages of grief when you break up with somebody. FYI.
Okay.
Elizabeth Kubler-Ross had something to say about
that. You're right, Lori. Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel and Kirsten Dunst reveal their sons go to the same kindergarten school.
Yes, very cute. Very cute.
And that they got in a fight and they both said, both their kids made their kids cry.
I love it.
Yeah. Is this a classic thing?
Well, kids make kids cry.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we're talking like kindergartners. right?
Yeah. Yes, they're 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Stuff happens. Yeah. My kids never made anyone.
Here's what
Kristen
said. I think Billy, who's Kimmel's kid, was sitting in a chair, and then Ennis, I had to listen again. Ennis, I always just think of a Western.
Ennis is a great location. It's a hot spot for fly fishing right outside of Bozeman, Montana.
I think of it as an old cowboy name, too.
Well, yes.
All right, but Ennis went to sharpen a pencil. Came back, there's an empty chair, and then Billy came back and he was mad. Ennis was in his chair, and then they both cried.
I love these arguments.
Yeah, you
see
that
crying.
I know
it.
I know it. This is not acceptable after a certain age. Anyway, they were laughing about it because there was a incident, but Jimmy Kimmel's kid told him the exact opposite.
Oh, of course.
So they're like, we've got unreliable sources, our children. It was funny. Okay, speaking of children, Damien Hurley's Strictly Confidential.
Elizabeth Hurley's son.
Yeah, and she stars in it, is savaged by critics.
Lord.
The star is accused of exploiting his mother's sex appeal, and that in his directorial debut is absolute tosh.
We knew this.
What? But Hollywood speak tosh, because that is a British word.
Crap. It's absolute crap.
Okay.
And
tosh, it sounds so fancy, so much better than crap.
Tosh. Are we going to start using that?
Absolutely.
That's
tosh.
Absolutely
it, yes,
tosh.
It means rubbish, nonsense.
Yeah.
Nonsensical.
No, that is really something, because all we've ever heard is there's a nude sex scene that he directs his mom in, okay?
With another woman.
Right. So that's the headline. That's the that's the thing. That's all we know about this movie.
Oh, I guess there's lots of racy sex scenes. I think Grant and I would like watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is absolute tosh.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd look at, but apparently, and I did hear him interviewed, and it was painful.
Oh.
The son, because apparently he's been working on this since he was 16. And he's 22 now. And sometimes you just have to, like, put aside something you wrote at 16, unless it's like a song or a lyric or something. Sometimes the idea you have for something, and it wasn't.
You're not fully formed, is this what we're saying? And it should be an 8mm movie for your family, Trav.
Yes, You don't have to be beholden to that idea anymore.
And your mother, your parents, you don't have to indulge it either.
Well, she did. She indulged in it. And
she got naked
in front of him and kissed in front of him. But they're very close. It's her only child. And I always think of the Game of Thrones lady who...
We're going to be cut off in 1 second. The Game of Thrones lady who what?
Breastfed her kid and he was like 14.
14.
The one where they threw people down the... You know, down
the... Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right.
That's a fun thought. We'll be right back.